You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, today I have Casey Riles on the line. He's an insurance expert, entrepreneur, founder of Riles Brothers, and he's also author of Last to Least, A New Direction for Winning in Work and Life. Casey, welcome to the show.
Adam, man, thank you for having me.
Oh, man, Casey. So I'm excited about today's topic. We're going to get into your book, Last to Least. First off, love the title, love alliteration. And for all my audience that have been following me for a long time, you know I love helping authors sell books and get their works out there, especially when I have a great book in front of me like yours. So we're going to do a deep dive into this book with the time we have. But before we do that, just to give the audience a little bit of feel for your background, I mean, how did you get started in your career and as an entrepreneur?
Sure. I've been in the insurance business for the last 12 years, and about 4.5 years ago, I started to realize some of these practices that I use in risk management to help people think through their future and their risk really apply throughout a lot of different types of businesses. And then more specifically, they apply throughout how you manage yourself or steer yourself through work. You know, every leadership book I've ever read says you can't learn to lead others until you first learn to lead myself. And so I started to realize that that kind of crosses over boundaries into a lot of different industries. And so about 4.5 years ago, my brother and I kind of got that itch. And we actually started, he's very passionate about construction. And so we actually started a hauling company, dump trucks and different things like that, got into concrete and then paving. So started in the insurance world and then kind of moved over to that construction world. And like I said, really passionate about finding these commonalities that go between all different types of work. Adam, I'm smarter than I look. I actually went to medical school before I started all this stuff. That's a winding journey, but that kind of brought me to where we are now.
Man, that's awesome. And I think that's a great transition too. So let's go further into this book. So Last to Least, A New Direction for Winning in Work and Life. I mean, what was the inspiration behind this?
So like I said, it started to realize that there are every leadership book I've ever read, like I said, says, you know, you can't learn to lead others until you first learn to lead yourself. And then I started to realize there's not a lot of material out there about leading oneself. You know, there's a few articles I've read and a few different things that tackle it. But, you know, I was actually challenged by somebody when I started talking about that a lot. Is, you know, hey, if it's not out there, why don't you create it? And so that's really what I started to do with Last to Least, to say, how do I steer myself through the daily decisions that we make, large and small? And what a lot of people will do, they'll say, you know, it's my career. I need to change my career when they feel disappointed or disillusioned with their work. I must need to change my career. I must need to change my industry. And a lot of times it's not really the career or industry we need to change. It's actually me who I need to change. And so that's why I wrote Last to Least, because a lot of times when we start looking at ways to lead ourselves, we start thinking of how do I 10X my life, or how do I get more out of, you know, the people around me? And really last the least is really the opposite of that. It's about saying, how do I make myself the least important person in this equation? And how do I make my customer, the industry that I actually serve, the most important?
Man, that's awesome. And I know in the book, you have a common theme that kind of goes throughout, and it's mission-based, and it crosses over in a lot of things we're doing over here at Mission Matters. Can you tell us a little bit more about your idea of mission and how you wove that through the book?
Absolutely. So two sides of the coin, when I'm going last to least, is really the same. One, it's that I make myself the least important, and then on the other hand, I make the industry or the customers, my neighbors that I actually serve with my work, and that I make them the most important. And so that's why our mission actually connects so well, is because, like you said, you're looking at in business, how does our mission actually drive all of our actions, all the things that we do? And so that's what I tried to weave throughout Last to Least, is to show us, whether we're in the insurance business, whether we're in the entertainment industry or construction, all of those things, really the purpose of work. There's no argument that can be made against it. The purpose of my work is to meet a need. And that must come, that need meeting must come before any profits or incentives that come back to me. There's no way around it. And if we start to align ourselves with that reality, that I have to meet a need before profits and incentives come back to me, then my work becomes more effective because I'm actually aligning with what is real and true.
Man, that's awesome. I love this. And I love the thought process. I love the mission behind it. And I know this is our first time speaking, but I know it's not going to be the last, because when you meet people that are mission-based and just kind of connect, I'm like, oh, man, I'm glad to know Casey already. This is great. So, Casey, I don't want you to take this as a loaded question, but some people take it that way, but I ask it anyway. And I'm not asking you to choose between your babies or your kids or anything like that, but I do want to get, the reason I ask this question is I want the audience to know a story or something like specific from the book so that they have a feel for for the content overall and the way it's written. So can you share with us just a story or a moment in the book that just sticks out in your mind as one of those that is just representative of the overall content, just because people know, because I really do want them to go check that out, but I just find it's easier when we put a little bit of meat on it. Give us a story from there or something.
Absolutely, man. One of the things I kind of interact with is Barry Schwartz's work. He has a very famous TED Talk and a couple very famous books. One of the books he wrote is Why We Work. And of course, right again, in line with what we're talking about with mission, the purpose behind the things that we do. And he kind of drew on Amy Rozinski's research. And what she did some work with janitors in a hospital in the Midwest. What they found is that the janitors who connected with the mission of the hospital were those who actually performed better in their task. So that's not new information. If you connect with the mission of the hospital, you perform better in your task. And so the way they described it, and I'll show you a little difference between my thinking and the way they described this. The way they described it is that these janitors would see a patient that needed to be turned over, and so they would go help a nurse that would need help turning the patient over. Or they would see a family who was grieving in the waiting room, and they would go into that family and try to provide comfort. They would connect with the mission of the hospital in that way. And the distinction that I'm trying to make, even though that's amazing, and I want to do that, I want to be
that is amazing.
Yes, absolutely. While I work, I want to go and connect with the mission of the organization I'm involved with. But I even think we can take it one step further. And this is last to least. This is the distinction I'm making, is I can actually find meaning in the work itself that I'm involved in, not just while I work. So those janitors could see the same meaning in emptying the trash can out of the room where that family was grieving, because they don't want to have the smell of food in the room while the family is grieving. That's a massive service that somebody needs to provide. And if I'm one of those janitors and I learn to connect with that mission, now I'm doing my task, the task that I'm actually hired to do, and finding meaning in the work in the same time. At the very same instance, if I go down the hall and I see a puddle and I'm a janitor, I can think about how removing that water from the surface helps nurses get patients from the ER to cardiovascular surgery. That is a massive service that they can find meaning in their work. And so they're finding meaning in the work itself, not just while you work.
Oh, man, that's a great distinction and a really good point. I mean, just to think about like that they can make that, if you can make that same connection, I mean, just the quality of the work, whether you're a janitor, you're a programmer, I mean, whether you're an insurance professional writing a contract, a financial advisor, I mean, entrepreneur, I mean, whatever, if you put that level of thought behind it, and if every action is you're looking at like the outcome and what happens a couple steps ahead, I mean, geez, just that productivity, it becomes mind blowing and the further that this thought process kind of gains traction, so to speak.
Yes, man. You know, I was on a podcast not long ago, and this guy had read through our website with Riles Brothers, that's our paving construction company. He said, man, I've never heard anybody describe construction the way you do. He said, you say that you guys show up, you know, our little slogan when we started hauling was don't stress, we'll take your load off. You know, a lot of construction work is so absolutely stressful. And then some other group shows up like the truck driver or the person paving, you know, the parking lot, mm-hmm. and adds stress to the moment. And that's what our website, we describe, and we're there to remove stress from you. Put it on us. That our logo is a donkey. And people have asked me why, you know, the donkey is the original beast of burden. If you wanted that's something awesome. Moved, you put it on a donkey, but now you put it on the Riles Brothers. And that's, we really, when we hire that way, we ask people to agree to that mission when we hire them to say, look, we want you to know we're here for our customers, not the other way around. It seeps into every inch of every decision that we make.
Man, I love this. It's a great story. It's a great book. So that being said, Casey, I could talk to you about this all day long, but we're about out of time on this episode.
Sure.
So if somebody is listening to this and they want to learn more about your book, Last to Least, A New Direction for Winning in Work and Life, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that and to connect with your brand overall?
Sure. I love just my personal Facebook, my personal Instagram, my personal Twitter. I answer everything that I get, whether it's a DM or a question on a page, on a posting, every one of those things. I love interacting with folks that way. And I have really pretty kids and a really pretty wife. So I just stick with my personal page for that on social media. But then also the website is last2least.com. So you can connect with me. You know, J. Casey Riles is all of my accounts, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, Twitter. And then lasttolease.com is where you can pre-order the book that's going to be coming out very soon. And then at the same time, just kind of connect with what's going on in my life at lasttolease.com.
Oh, that's awesome, man. And I'm looking at your Twitter right now, and I just gave you a follow. Everybody listening, go do the same thing, at JKCRiles. It comes up really easy, and he's definitely walking the walk. The first thing his Twitter says is, I think too much so my clients don't have to. So he is
that's
not
right,
joking
baby.
When he says he's putting the weight on his shoulders. So, Casey, really appreciate you coming on the show today. It's been a pleasure connecting with you and your mission, and I look forward to keeping the conversation going. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store, and if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments on the video. We'd love to know what kind of projects you're working on. And Casey, thanks again for coming to the show. It's been a pleasure.
Brother, thank you so much, Adam.